Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rob Shore. Thank you for joining us today. This call is 10 Great Ideas in 20 Short Minutes. By way of explanation, I am the CEO of ShoreSpeak, a company that does coaching, consulting, training, and speaking, as well as wholesaler masterminds. And today's call is designed to give you an introduction both to the concept of wholesaler masterminds and to me. Now, my background is 30-plus years of financial services experience, 20 years of distribution experience. Of those, I spent 10 years carrying the bag. And if you want to read more, you can go over to Wholesaler Masterminds, that's plural, wholesalermasterminds.com. Now, over the course of the next 20 minutes, I'll present 10 ideas, and you can decide if they're great, useless, or something in between. What I can assure you of is that they have been all time-tested and are in use by top wholesalers today. So here's the format. There'll be three ideas, followed by a brief commercial for Wholesaler Masterminds, three more ideas, followed by a brief commercial, and then four ideas. So I guess technically you could say you're getting 19 minutes of ideas and 1 minute of commercials, which I hope you'll still find well worth the price of admission. I do offer a fair warning. I might get carried away, and I might add more than 10 ideas. All callers are on mute, as I said earlier, and I'll go ahead and remove the mute and happily take questions and provide whatever answers I can at the end of the call. Lastly, please note that this call is being recorded, so if you are not good with that, I need you to hang up. So let's get started. Idea number one, I call student of the business, or a headline of the day keeps ignorance away. My recommendation is that every day you have one headline to discuss with your clients. Now, this is simple. It's as simple as grabbing the USA Today or Wall Street Journal from the front door of your room at the Marriott or the Hilton, scanning it quickly, picking up one idea that you're comfortable being conversant in, and running with that idea all day. All day. Bring it up in every office as appropriate. Why do I bring this up? Because so many wholesalers that I speak with are great with their product, but are not necessarily students of the business. And if you run with this idea, it will give you what I call implied intelligence. You may have an MBA, but if you don't, this will show that you are a student of the business and current on current events and ready to speak the language of the economic events of the world. Number two. Don't eat at the French restaurant Les Clean Airs. I offer you a warning here. There's multiple ideas that follow, so get your pen ready. Now, the first admission is we all entertain groups that we don't necessarily want to linger with in a restaurant. It's sad, but it's true. So what I recommend that you do is show up at a restaurant half hour, 20 minutes early. Ask to speak to the server that will be serving your group or the manager, or the maitre d', cover the following topics. Number one, pre-order some appetizers so that everything will be delivered to the table as soon as everyone sits, because everyone's going to have perhaps a cocktail in them and arrive hungry. Secondly, the wine list always only has one home in your hands. Always, ever, good group, bad group. Number three, under no circumstances should the server take after-dinner drink orders. And number four, if time is an issue, or back to that notion that the group you're with is not one you necessarily want to linger with, advise them that you do not need inordinate amounts of time between courses. Help expedite the meal, still have a good time, control costs. Idea number three, two voices, one message. Are you and your internal in sync on product stories, sales ideas, or your value-added pitch? In my experience, most teams have room for improvement. So here's what I recommend. Use your company voicemail system, and then you, the external wholesaler, record your pitch about the products that you're responsible for keeping in your bag, your pitch about your favorite sales idea. It's the internal's job to get this down cold so that your pitch and their pitch are now aligned and unified, and you're speaking in the same voice. Now, the Wholesaler Mastermind program is designed to give a group of diversified wholesalers, diversified by firm, geography, product, channel, a place to meet twice a month via conference call. And each month, this group, led by me, will tackle topics that are of interest to wholesalers that are likely not discussed in other settings. Now, it's important to note, this is a forum, is not a forum, I should say, for me to speak. It's a forum for peers to congregate and learn from peers with the input of a professional coach, me. On the first call every month, it's called a deep dive call, and we're going to pick apart a topic that's of interest to the group. For an hour, we'll go deep on that particular topic, and at the end of the call, we're all going to make commitments about what we wish to do differently to grow our practice around that particular topic. 2 weeks later, we're going to come back on what's called the challenge call, and we're going to have a look at the commitments that we made. My job is to catalog them as your coach. The progress that we've enjoyed, the challenges that we need to overcome will all be discussed, and we get to learn from one another. Each call will be recorded. It'll be available via password-protected site, so you can listen or download at your convenience to either review the call or in case you can't make it on one of the calls. And everything will be supported by a private forum where members can post their own ideas, share ideas with other group members, discuss news stories, ask questions, etc. So I encourage you to go to Wholesaler Masterminds, that's plural, wholesalermasterminds.com for complete details. Idea number four. Congratulations, your reps now own you. Many years ago, more than I care to even admit, I was driving down the 405 freeway coming up on the Y in South Orange County here in California. It's rush hour in the late afternoon, and I'm talking to my number one rep. Why do I remember? Because it was one of the greatest learning experiences I ever had. I was negotiating expenses with that rep, and that rep asked me, where do they stand production-wise in my territory? And I learned very clearly never to give that information because I made the mistake of answering them. And from that point forward, they always used that information as leverage against my budget. Rob, how could you say no to a $5,000 request? I'm your number three producer. Never, ever tell reps exactly where they stand in your territory ranking. Use general ranges. Never hard numbers. Say, John, I am so delighted. You are one of my top 15 producers. Never tell them exactly where they rank. In fact, you can begin to play that notion off one producer to another and play them off in such a way that they want to beat someone else in your top 15. Idea number five, become the master of illusion. One of the best compliments I've ever heard bestowed on a wholesaler by a manager of reps, was that the wholesaler was at the account so much, the reps thought he was dedicated to that account. I thought that was pretty phenomenal. The truth is that this account was one of many the wholesaler had, and the wholesaler had over 500 producers in their territory. Now, the secret to this illusion, the wholesaler had a systematic process wherein they used a combination of personal visits, voicemail messages, live phone calls, blast facts, emails, text messages, and this was the same method of operation that the internal wholesaler used at the account as well. They covered this account 6 ways from Sunday, and the illusion was incredibly effective. It appeared that they were everywhere all the time, as a dedicated wholesaler would be inside the system. Number six, she who follows up fastest wins. I was traveling with a wholesaler one time. We stopped into a top producer's office. The top producer had granted us only 5 minutes. Well, you know what you're closing for. If you only have 5 minutes, you're closing for the next appointment. Well, we went in and did our 5 minutes, and we got our next appointment. That broker called the wholesaler 1 week later. The wholesaler was on a plane. As soon as she got off, she called back. Realized that the broker had a simple question about a contract, which she promptly answered. 2 weeks later, a ticket came in for $750,000. 6 months later, the rep, named number one again at the broker-dealer, was standing around a group of peers at an event in Hawaii. He was regaling his successes in a circle of other reps and other wholesalers. And he said, you know why? And he points at Deanne. He says, you know why Deanne's my number one wholesaler? Well, on that day that I needed help, I called 5 wholesalers. 2 decided never to call me back. 2 decided that 24 hours was a reasonable response time. 1 called me back immediately. That was Deanne. She is now my number one wholesaler. On the heels of urgency, Deanne becomes the number one wholesaler. She who follows up fastest wins. Put in a 2-hour rule. 2-hour rule means you will follow up with virtually everyone in some way, shape, fashion, or form, and if you can't do it, have your internal do it, if only to say, got your message, tied up in a meeting, call you at 5 o'clock. Anything beats not being in touch at all. Now, in addition to the 2 calls per month for Wholesaler Mastermind that I spoke of in the last commercial, the recordings, the group interaction via the private forum, there are some other significant benefits I want to tell you about. After 90 days of concurrent membership, I'm offering a complimentary one-on-one coaching session for 60 minutes. Now, my coaching one-on-one is not cheap, and I think there's significant value attached with this one benefit alone of Wholesaler Mastermind. Every quarter, I'll dig into my Rolodex, and after 30 years, it's pretty wide and pretty deep. And I'm going to pull out a guest speaker and bring them on the line for all Mastermind group members to listen to. Perhaps it'll be a speaking coach to give tips, or an executive recruiter to discuss career issues, or the national sales manager or president of a broker-dealer to discuss traits about wholesalers that are really effective inside of their firm. I'll also offer what I call an exclusive idea lab. You know, we all have really, really great ideas. Sometimes we need to vet those ideas. And vetting them with a friend who's also a wholesaler is good, but maybe you need another voice, someone who's been in management, been in marketing, been in compliance, and understands some of the different angles to look at it from. Send me the idea. In the idea lab, I'll turn it around in 24 hours, tell you how you might want to improve it or give you all the kudos you deserve for a fabulous idea. So for information about any of these benefits, visit Wholesaler Masterminds, that's plural, wholesalermasterminds.com. And while you're there, please be sure to read the testimonials. I was humbled by each and every one. Now, the following ideas I want to share with you are Web 2.0 ideas. They're social media. They're new media related. What they're not is about how to tweet with Oprah and Diddy. What they are is about how to gain an information or productivity advantage over your competition. Number 7 I call, great wholesalers don't do dishes. You know, there should come a time in your practice where you need admin help. Sending mailers, keeping a CRM current, addressing holiday cards, on and on. You are too busy and make too much money for admin work. Enter a site called Elance, ELANCE.com. Elance, I'll tell you how I use it. Every single month I publish a newsletter. If you want to get on that list, go to shorespeak.com, S-H-O-R-E-S-P-E-A-K. That's my home site, shorespeak.com. Every single month I do this newsletter, and I got tired of finding a typo after I published it when I had proofread it 10 times. So I used somebody on Elance, J&J Write It Right, 2 school teachers who charged me $12.50, yes, $12.50, to proofread my newsletter and keep me out of being embarrassed. Because great wholesalers don't do dishes. Number 8. From the Department of Redundancy Department, we all have favorite websites that we like to read and stay informed on. Fact idea number 1, you need to be a student of the business, which includes staying informed via the Internet. The redundancy is created from having to visit each site every week, every day, to get the data that we need. Now, I was talking to a colleague of mine recently, and he thought he was really getting his geeky on because he was using Google Alerts to save his search criteria. Firms, brokers, managers, products, and have them sent directly to his email box, which, by the way, is a toxic wasteland of information. The better way is to set up a Google Reader to pull in RSS feeds from your favorite sites. It's all the news that's fit to click all in one place. And if you really want to get fancy, use Feedly, F-E-E-D-L-Y, Feedly, which is a plugin for the Firefox browser, which makes it all that much better and that much prettier. Number 9, smile and say, I love my wholesaler. I recommend that you use Flickr.com, F-L-I-C-K-R, Flickr.com, to post photos of clients and brokers from events that you hold. You know, we all like photographs. Just look at the page's Facebook to see how much. But instead of sending large, clunky JPEG files of that last golf outing to brokers, post them all on Flickr. Put a couple of comments, a catchy byline. Personalize each photo and make it available to the whole group that was present at your outing, your dinner, your seminar, your branch training. Number 10 is, I need a little me time. You know, it used to be that wholesaler life expectancy in the job was around 7 to 10 years. 7 to 10 years is when you hit burnout. Now, you remember when you signed up, I asked for the tenure on this call, and given that the average tenure on this call is 9.255 years, that stat may well be right. You know, we all need to find balance, and balance is one of the hardest things to find. So here's a couple of ideas from wholesalers that are in business today. A New York City wholesaler wrote to me and said, when I first started in the field, I made time for absolutely everyone except myself. And eventually I started to feel like I was losing my moxie. And we all know how good a wholesaler anyone is, for that matter, without their moxie. And then he had to realize that he had to specifically book an appointment for himself in order to stop, clear the air, and get a fresh perspective on everything. So, one, book an appointment for you time. And two, of equal importance, maybe more importance, book an appointment with your significant other before the demands of the job eat up that part of your life. Number two, a Southern California wholesaler wrote to me and said, I keep comedy tapes in my car for when the traffic gets unbearable and my stress level is reaching a boiling point. I have Robin Williams, Jerry Seinfeld, Ron White, Jeff Foxworthy, all kinds. It helps melt away the stress and puts a more relaxed smile on my face. And she says that when she walks into an office that's next on her schedule, instead of walking in frazzled and tied up in knots, she arrives much more calm and collected. So there's 10. Wait, I have an 11th. Because there's an idea that I heard about just this past Wednesday. I was speaking to my web designer. Actually, I called my web designer, and her voicemail answered with my name. And it creeped me out, and I thought it was very cool. So I thought I'd pass it along to this group assembled today. It's at youcall.com, Y-O-U-C-A-L-L, youcall.com. And what it will do is let you customize which groups of people you want to give what kind of message to. It'll transcribe the message back to your phone so you can read it in case you can't access it. You're in a meeting, you can't listen. It'll allow you to block those pesky callers, you know, like the folks that are trying to get a hold of you for that extended car warranty that you don't want. So there you have it, 10 ideas in almost 20 minutes. And I'm going to open up the lines in just a second for folks that have questions, comments, or concerns. But before I do, let me make sure that you have the two websites again. My home base is at shorespeak.com. And I want to let you know there's only 10 spaces left for the first Wholesaler Masterminds program for a maximum of 15. And it's located Wholesaler Masterminds, plural, wholesalermasterminds.com. And I would be delighted to work with anyone here. What you need to do is go to the site and apply, because not everyone is going to be appropriate for a Wholesaler Masterminds engagement. Thanks for taking the time to be on 10 Great Ideas in 20 Short Minutes. We were honest to our time frame, and I hope you have a good weekend.